In the world of the praters, great compassion manifests as the red Buddha Jwalamukha, blazing face. And he comes with a vase, with a pot of food, actually, that the praters can actually consume, food that nourishes, that assuages their terrible hunger. He gives the hungry ghosts what they really need. When we're in a state of craving, when we feel empty, when we feel bored, restless, looking for satisfaction in others, from things outside ourselves, we need to stop. We need to sit and look and be with ourselves and experience ourselves more deeply. We need to cultivate contentment with what we already have. We need to stop and look at what we have already. We need to simplify and we need to appreciate. It might be painful to just stop and to just experience yourself, but if you stay with it, a real richness and contentment opens up. I notice this particularly on solitary retreats. You know, at first I find solitary retreats extraordinarily painful. You know, all the familiar distractions are taken away. But after a while, I find a really deep contentment opening up. And I'm doing the same thing every day. I'm going for the same walk every day. I look at the same trees every day. I eat the same food every day. And after a while, I start noticing the richness in the world around me. I don't need so much. I eat less on a solitary retreat. I have to remember that Amitabha is, after all, the Buddha associated with meditation. He's associated with the setting sun. In meditation, we withdraw from the senses, withdraw from the external world. We go inward. We discover that inner wealth, that inner richness. So when we're in that hungry ghost sort of state, stop, experience yourself, look into yourself, cultivate simplicity and contentment. That, and if you have to do something, do something for others. Cultivate generosity. In a state of craving, it's all about pulling things into you. It's passive. But we need to reverse that. We need to do practical things to benefit others. Do the washing up. Clean a room for other people. Make somebody a cup of tea. Cultivate something vigorous and productive. Get involved in creative activity, productive activity. Amitabha is, after all, the Buddha of love, seated on that magnificent peacock throne. So out of this, we will experience a different kind of desire, a thoroughly wholesome desire. We'll find ourselves responding to the beauty of enlightenment, perhaps to the great ruby-red Buddha, Amitabha. We'll see him as the embodiment of all our deepest aspirations, our longing for wisdom and loving kindness. And that longing will be expressed in a life of wholesome and creative spiritual activity.